Today, we're in Ephesians chapter 5, the first two verses. Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ has loved us and gave himself for us as a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God.
Lord, you have called me to live a life of holiness and have set me apart from the world. Teach me to only imitate you and nothing in this world. I know that this world will soon pass away, but your love lives forever. I praise you, Father, for the life that I have in you. Amen.
Today, think about it. They say that imitation is the finest form of flattery. Who are you imitating? Are you imitating the Father in heaven? Are you imitating his Son? Or are you imitating your boss or your neighbor? Who are you imitating? When the world looks at you, who do they see? Who do they see, my friend? Think about it today.
Today's action. Be an imitator of God today. Today's treasure is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12. For your boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience that we be conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with a fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God and more abundantly towards you.
Who are you imitating today? It's a question we should ask ourselves. It's one of the many. When you get up in the morning, and your children first see you before that cup of coffee, who are you imitating? When you get to work and the computer locks up, who are you imitating? My wife will tell you that no matter how much I grow, there's once in a while that I still do not imitate God when certain things go wrong. I've told her a few times how many times I wish I could throw a computer into a ditch or into the trash. And she reminds me then I'd have to set up a new one. Who are you imitating? Keep your eyes on Jesus. Study his life. Read about him. Make it your thing to do.